702.
The Worldview.
Let's catch up with news from around the world. Now, John Adderley in for Adam Gilchrist. A very good morning to you, John. More denials now, no doubt. We expected them. Of course, this incredible amount of evidence that has come from the Pandora's Papers. A number of world leaders saying, no, not me.
Yeah, I guess it was inevitable, wasn't it? Yeah, good morning. And of course, we heard yesterday, didn't we, the results or the initial results of this massive investigation involving hundreds of journalists from around the world. And they've been sifting through these 12 million leaked files from offshore companies, revealing how many world leaders, past and present, have been secretly investing in property abroad. The point being that it saves them masses of amounts in tax. And yes, perhaps inevitably today we start getting the denials flooding in. The Russian President Vladimir Putin and the King of Jordan, who we mentioned yesterday, have both issued statements saying they've done nothing wrong. Jordan's Royal Palace says it's not unusual or improper that King Abdullah owns property abroad. And the Kremlin says the information is unsubstantiated. In a tweet, the Czech Prime Minister said the allegations are an attempt to influence elections this week, and he insisted he's never done anything wrong or illegal. And if you thought you'd heard the last of this, well, the Guardian newspaper here in the UK, which has been part of this worldwide investigation, points out that only an infinitesimal fraction of the leaked data has been analysed, so the revelations only represent the needles in the haystack.
I suppose we would expect people like Putin to obviously make those denials. And maybe the thing that these politicians and rich folks must learn is that it's not about whether you've committed any crimes, but the optics do matter. Talk to me about a review into policing culture and standards.
Yeah, this is the first interview that we've had with the head of London's police force, Cressida Dick, following the terrible kidnap, rape and murder of Sarah Everard by one of her serving police officers at the time, Wayne Cousins, who was told last week that he's going to spend the rest of his life in jail after he took Sarah from a South London street while she was just walking home. Now, Dame Cressida says that it's going to be an independent inquiry. It's going to help improve her force and rebuild trust with the public. She's refusing to resign, saying she's got a job of work to do and she's going to get on with it, although she admits it's a massive task. There are also specific questions for her to answer as well about whether the killer could have been stopped. He was known as the rapist at work, apparently, because he made female colleagues feel very uncomfortable. And on this review, the commissioner says our leadership, our processes, our systems, our people, our training, everything is going to be looked at. And Boris Johnson has spoken about this as well, saying there's a massive job of work to do to give women the confidence that they need in the police. And the Prime Minister says, of course, it's vital that the public trust the police, and that trust has been quite a bit rocked by this incident.
And hello from the other side. Could we are about to get new music from Adele?
I like what you did there, and the answer is hopefully, possibly, but we're not sure yet. Certainly Adele's got her fans around the world really excited with speculation that there is some new music on the way. She's been updating her social media accounts and her website. She's urging fans to sign up for information on this, and we've seen the number 30 appearing on a billboard maybe near you, certainly many places around the world, and the symbol 30 projected onto landmarks everywhere, Dubai, Ireland, France, Italy, the US, here in the UK. She has been laying low and I think enjoying her family life in the States for the last few years. And we haven't had an album from Adele since 2015. That was her 25 album. But she did say at the time she was working on a new record, but it's all gone very quiet. So I wonder whether this might be to mark her 30th birthday. Maybe she spent the last 3 years working on this. She's 33 now. Some have been saying to me that what would the new music be like? She's in a more happy, settled place now, and isn't it the troubled souls that give us the best music? I wonder if we're about to find out. But we're just going to have to keep clicking on her name online, I think, until she stops teasing and tells us.
Will Happy Adele be any good? That's the question we're going to all find out at some point. John Adderley, appreciate your reports this morning's Worldview.